Hello, this is Guillermo del Toro, and you're listening to Out Now Podcast. Hello.
Wait a minute, I forgot my introduction.
We are now recording, and this is Out Now with Aaron and Abe. I am Aaron, and as always, this is...
Abe, hello, hi.
So Out Now is a film podcast. It has Abe and I discussing new movies weekly, and we like to have lots of different topics. This is it's weird to talk about this. I know some people that are already listening to our show weekly like listening to our show and know what it's all about, but I figure with this kind of transition that's happening, it'd be good to have this kind of mini episode to kind of explain what Abe and I have been doing for the past four years. We've been doing this for 4 years, Abe.
4 years, I know. We didn't really mark it off on the calendar, and we didn't make a big hoopla about it, but this past March was 4 years.
Yeah, the hoopla level has been relatively low, I'd say. we've like gone like it's more of a skip it than a hoopla.
Yeah. Skip it.
Yeah, exactly.
Bop it.
Bop it, yes. Yeah, so we do a film podcast, Abe and I. We've been doing this since 2011. We started with Battle LA, well-known, well-loved movie, of course, right?
Right.
Yeah, people walk up to the street. They walk up to the street, and then they walk up to me from the street. It's a two-part process, apparently. And they say, guys, Battle LA is, like, one of my favorite movies ever. I'm so glad that I got a podcast that started with that episode.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you know, I often get people who walk up and say, by the way, Aaron Eckhart is my favorite actor, and thank you very much for doing this. You are the bravest Marine that I know.
It's that's a reference to that movie that I don't remember because I've seen it once and never cared again. But I'm sorry for all the new listeners, by the way, that love Battle LA are like, what the hell are these guys talking about? So basically, we've been doing our show ever since then. We've since grown in terms of, you know, the quality of the shows in terms of audio and what we're able to do. We like to incorporate clips from films and trailers and music. We have our own theme music. We have a lot of cool stuff.
From time to time, we'll have sound effects, but yeah, very, very far and few in between.
We like to you know, spice it up with a little explosion or, you know, some sad trumpets or even a xylophone.
Some large applause.
Yeah.
We've also grown in terms of listenership.
We have, yeah. People seem to like what we've been doing, so we hope that any new listeners that are jumping on from, you know, this point on, given the move that we're making here, certainly, you know, enjoy the show. I hope you're, if we're, you know, we're 3 minutes into this ridiculous intro about what our show is, so I hope you stuck around so far, then there's only better stuff to come along when we see an actual episode. But what else do we do, Abe? We have guests on, right?
Do.
Who and are then... we? Who are these guests we're talking? Let's talk about who we are. Who are you, Abe? What do you do?
I am a podcasting guy. I also work full-time, much like Aaron does, but we do this on the side. We do this as a hobby, and we basically enjoyed talking about movies. I mean, this is kind of just born out of the notion of being able to loosely talk about movies in a very casual manner, rather than having to formally write things like Aaron does and keep his tone, you know, in a professional tone, which is great. But, you know, whenever we want to just have some goofball comedy or just talk about films in general, this is what we do. And we enjoy it a lot. As you guys can probably tell from all the content that we're pushing out, like the commentaries or the special guest episodes, like director or the writers for The Signal and things of that nature. So we're doing a lot
of ourselves here. Who are we? I, you know, I'm a writer. I write about movies. I've been doing it for a long time now, which is great. And, you know, my buddy Abe here, you know, he got this idea of like we should record stuff and talk about movies, and we've done it ever since. And we, you know,
yeah,
now we have a brand, essentially the Out Now with Aaron and Abe brand. But yeah, I certainly try to, you know, bring my voice on my opinions on films and the knowledge that I have to it, as far as, you know, from, you know, now to way back, because I am a huge cinephile. And yeah, we do have various guests on as well. We have lots of friends of our show who are also mainly all bloggers and writers in their own right, who love talking about movies, love writing about movies, and love getting to express their opinions about said movies. Regardless of how well they match up with ours in terms of agreement, it doesn't matter so much. It's more of, hey, we all like talking about these things.
It's about the discussion.
It's about having fun. And that's what we certainly try to do. And maybe talk about these bonus episodes. So yeah, like on a weekly basis, for those that are, again, you know, jumping in to this, you know, new world of podcasts and movies and stuff, for a weekly basis, we generally have a show where we talk about one main movie of the week, which is, you know, whatever the huge release is. For example, we're recording this a week before Avengers comes out, but Avengers would most assuredly be the main topic of review for the, you know, first week of May.
Right.
So we'll be talking about Avengers, but then around every main review, we have various segments. We have things like Know Everybody, where Abe and I ask everybody else a question and try to set the tone for the podcast so we can better get to
know everybody.
We have a thing called Quickies, where we talk about the we talk about movies that we also might have seen during the week on a, you know, in a kind of shorter basis, you know, a quick recommendation or a quick, you know, otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, the name of the topic says it all, which is a lot of other movies come out during the week, which we just don't get a chance to fully discuss.
We also, we talk about some of the trailers that come out. There's always a lot of new movie trailers that, you know, people have seen and we're obviously interested in for various reasons. So we like to, you know, give a perspective on what we thought of those trailers.
And we also just love trailers in general. I think that's one of the recurring questions that come up is not only what are our favorite trailers, Aaron and I's, but also what are yours? And we always love the way that trailers are handled. So, you know, if you have other suggestions about trailers, Shoot them our way. We love them.
There's certainly, you know, trailers that are cut to be like little short films or just really intriguing for cryptic reasons or otherwise where you're just like, this is really cool. You should just put some attention on this. Then we talk about the main movie. Then we have other stuff we do. We have a feedback section. We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/outnowpodcast, where we ask a lot of questions and we let our listeners reply to said questions because it's cool to get a lot of feedback. And then we read them on the air. You know, get people involved. We like involving as many people as we can. That's why we have Twitter and Tumblr and emails and all of this stuff, because it's really cool to be able to not only do this ourselves and have other friends of ours be on the show with us, but be able to incorporate a lot of different opinions so we kind of get a sense of where everyone's coming from on certain movies. What else do? We have games. We always play games during the week.
I think people love the games.
I have no idea what people think of the games.
I'm just guessing.
I'd like to think that every time, because Abe and I, we make up games every week. They're generally trivia challenges of some kind where it'll be Abe or I will take turns making the game, and then myself or Abe and the other guests will figure out the answers to them. And I don't know if people like the games. I always imagine that the answers are so easy to some people that they're just screaming at their computers while we're like struggling to figure out like who was the star of this in this year. Like, but who knows? But we certainly try to have fun because, you know, it takes a lot of effort to put together an entire game for a podcast. So.
Right.
And you know, then we talk about things that are coming out on Blu-ray and DVD. We talk about things that are streaming on Netflix. We talk about things that we'd recommend people go see in theaters that are currently out because it's fun to. Since we have so many different guests on that have different opinions, they can quickly express like why people should see certain movies.
Right, and not only that, but sometimes just a really small movie that is not getting a lot of press that we really, really love, and we hope that people go and check it out. So, you know, just based off of the opinions that, or based off of your liking of Aaron and I's opinions in general, hopefully we're able to find the audience that will go see things like What We Do in the Shadows or things of that nature.
Yeah, the smaller movies that we certainly, you know, if we... Depending on when things come out, right now it's the summer, so we're not going to have a ton of time to be able to do some of the, you know, the smaller independent art house foreign films, what have you, that might come out during the summer that we also, you know, get to see and have a lot of opinions on. Because of the nature of summer and you have these big movies, we want to talk about those and give them a lot of time, where we occasionally fit in a bonus episode or so where we can talk about some of these movies as like a collection of things. But at the same time, we do see them, so it's nice to recommend them because they're worth seeing. You know, there's, it's great to be able to see Avengers, but it's also great to see like Abe's, like What We Do in the Shadows. Like, it's a tiny movie. not many people have seen it, but at the same time, I certainly would love more people to see it.
Right.
And then, Abe, you mentioned the bonus episodes we do. We do like having a lot of bonus content for our listeners as well. But it's a mix of we like, you know, recording a lot and talking about movies, and why not give more to the listener? Because why not, right?
Right.
So we have these episodes that are commentary tracks, which I don't even know how to explain in one sentence. But basically, we'll take a movie that we've been doing them a lot more because listeners seem to love the commentary tracks. And so we've been taking movies that basically tie into something that's coming out in the month. For example, last month we talked about Daredevil because the new Netflix series Daredevil was coming out. So we talked about the 2003 Ben Affleck starring Daredevil, and we did an entire commentary track. Generally, I have a friend of the show, Brandon Peters, on. He seems to be pretty good when it comes to commentary tracks. That's why I like having him on a lot.
Yeah.
And that's – there's, you know, we're just watching a movie and talking about it at the same time. We have the movie on mute, so you guys obviously don't hear it, so you just hear us. But we like to give a lot of facts about the movies. So obviously, we didn't work on them, but we like to have a lot of fun. We like to joke around, make fun of certain movies or certain aspects of them, while also providing a lot of information and getting on tangents and talk about other things that happen.
I think that our guests are varied enough where they can provide a lot of information about either the source material or production production issues with the film, and basically just go into a little bit more detail than the average viewer would know. And we're more than happy to always have those people on the show that can do that, because Aaron and I, although we're knowledgeable in the film, we're limited too in terms of comic books, let's say. So, you know, having folks like friend of the show Jim Dietz on to talk about Daredevil's origins as a comic book was, to me, amazing, because I just learned things from him while watching the film.
We have our friend Scott Mendelson on a lot, who's from Forbes, and he's a huge box office geek, and he loves talking about the numbers and like what that meant for what, like we did Batman, the original Batman, Tim Burton's Batman from 1989 last year, and that's a movie that like changed things in a lot of ways for box office, and we had a lot of facts detailing that while also having fun talking about the ridiculous Prince songs in Batman. So I mean, there's a lot of good information that we like to get in these commentaries. We like to think that we pack it with both fun and information. Like, you get to, you know, you learn a thing or two while also joking right along with us as we talk about the nature of Alfred letting Vicki Vale into the Batcave. It's ridiculous, I know.
He's gonna have to kill her.
At the same, yes, of course, she's dead now. That's why she's not in any of the Batman movie. At the same time, we also have other bonuses where we talk about, like I said, indie movies, and, you know, we kind of do like a roundup occasionally of movies that we might have seen, but we just haven't had a chance to talk about, but we really want to. We have things like our episode that comes previous to this, our summer box office gamble, where we, and things of that nature, where we have like top 10 lists at the end of the year, or, you know, Oscar predictions, things like that, where we get a chance, or even interviews sometimes. We've had some guests on where we get to interview filmmakers, and, you know, just because we really want to support their movies. Last year, Abe did a really good job of recruiting the people from The Signal. This is a sci-fi small film that
Smaller
released last
film.
Summer,
yeah.
But we were really big fans of it, and Abe did a great job of getting the writers of The Signal to jump on the podcast and talk to us about the making of that movie. So yeah, we like to, you know, obviously we do the main episodes, but we like to get a lot of bonus content as well if the opportunity presents itself.
And we also like to range out, so we like to range out in terms of, you know, sometimes we have a news show because there's not really anything out that we feel as though people will probably want to go see. And we're just talking about news topics, and I think we've gotten some positive feedback about that as well. And it's something that we like to continue doing from various time to time. So we're always trying to branch out and do things that will entertain you guys, the listeners, and also, you know, maybe spark some kind of conversation on our Facebook page or just internally here.
So with all that said, I hope that you guys have a good idea of what Out Now with Aaron and Abe represents. I hope anyone that's jumping onto the podcast now or has been somehow inspired by this episode to be like, you know what, these guys sound amazing, we should definitely subscribe every week. Well, there are various ways to do that. With this transition that's taking place, I imagine there's only going to be there's going to be two main places to go from. One's iTunes, and iTunes is obviously the strongest one because that's where most people get podcasts. It's all free, but you can subscribe on iTunes, you can follow Out Now with Aaron and Abe, and of course, you know, you can listen to our back catalog of episodes there. And of course, you can write us a review if you like to do, because that certainly help out our show. Additionally, I know Audio Boom is going to be the place where you can find all of our episodes. We'll have some past links on SoundCloud and Podomatic and hhwlod.com. You can find all the older episodes there. But Audio Boom is going to be the place for now that you kind of go from to find new episodes about Now, There, and Abe, along with iTunes, of course. That's not all, though. We have every social media
outlet out there.
Yeah. We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/outnowpodcast. We have a Twitter page, twitter.com/outnow_podcast. And our Tumblr, outnowpodcast.tumblr.com. So, and, you know, I post on my own blog, too. I always post the podcast there at thecodeofzeke.com. I imagine this will be at Rant Hollywood as well. RantHollywood.com. You'll find posts for the podcast weekly as well. So obviously, if you guys are listening to this, you found the podcast. So really, it's more about spreading the word. If you like this, or if you hate this, but you like other things that we did, which is probably the case, feel free to spread the word. Because Abe and I, we love doing this show. We love having people get on this show with us and talk about movies with us. And, you know, it certainly helps to know that people are out there that are continuing to subscribe to it, because that just makes us think, hey, we're doing a good job.
Yeah, and honestly, this is a genuine thing. We love when you guys interact with us. And not only do we love it, but it kind of just helps us go, because we don't do this for profit. Aaron and I don't make any money off this. We take our time out of the week to do this. We just love the interaction. We love when people write in with goofy comments or when they answer our questions. And we just want to be more interactive. We've always been trying to think of ways to help get the audience member engaged with us. And we're going to work on some new things coming forward. But definitely, you know, we love the fan interaction. We just love everything about it.
to be fair, we are millionaires. We don't need the money. Like, that's,
Aaron is.
Yeah, the podcast mansion.
I sleep on his couch from time to time.
None of that is true. No. We're just guys that live talking about movies. And hopefully you guys go along with us in our love for continuing to do this podcast and do the show. I'm glad anyone that's stuck around with us has done so. And I welcome anyone that is joining on to this podcast and coming forward from here. Anything else, Abe?
I think we covered it. Thank you guys again.
All right. Well, until next time, so long.
And goodbye. Okay.
Okay. So basically, I'll do the regular intro for the show to a point, and then we'll just kind of go from there and spitball like what the show is about.
Sure.
Cool? Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. This is so weird. Okay. Hold on. All right.
Holding.
Okay. Let me pull up something so I can read something. Okay.